Hi, Cynthia, Michelle, and Lauren. It's really good to see you today, and thanks so much for agreeing to do this podcast interview on site here at SAS Global Forum in Washington, D.C.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Is there anything that's standing out for you particularly so far about this year's conference versus any in the past?
I think the thing I notice is that the demo room is bigger. And even though I think there are more people, they're more spread out.
Yes, I do think it's easy to get around in the demo area, and there's a lot to see.
I've really enjoyed this year getting to know more of the students, and I think they've really been out and about and taking advantage of the conference already, even though it's early days.
And Lauren, you're going to be the conference chair next year of SAS Global Forum in Seattle, is that right?
Yes, so that's starting to get very real for me. As I watch Lori go through the various duties of conference chair, I realize next year that'll be me under those lights with the makeup and the teleprompters.
Speaking during opening session?
And the technology session this morning, yeah. Wow.
You get a teleprompter? I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous.
Well, Cynthia and Michelle and Lauren, too, are you presenting here this year or mainly attending and absorbing information? Or
I have three papers.
I'm attending and absorbing.
I thought I was just attending and working, but speaker canceled, so I'm going to be joining a panel discussion in about an hour and a half.
Oh, my. Wow. Your new book that you're working on is Output Delivery System, The Basics and Beyond. And to start out with, since the three of you are doing this, I'm wondering if you can kind of tell me how this book came into being to begin with.
This book begins with a previous book called The Output Delivery System, The Basics, which I wrote, and it came out in 2001. And the intent was it was going to be followed by a second ODS book. Well, and then Lauren got busy. And not a whole lot happened until, I don't know, what year was it? Since
it was Philadelphia. It was 2005, and I was thinking of writing a book, and I didn't want to step on Lauren's toes, so I went and asked her, was she going to have anything about table templates in her book, or would I bump into her topic when she did the second edition? And out of the blue, she said, would you like to co-author the next edition with me? And I thought about it, and said sure, because that really made more sense for it to be in one place than in two different places. So then we waited. It was going to be a version 9 book, and then it was sort of like, well, why, let's make it a 9.2 book. And then Lauren got married, and she got even busier. And then I had to write 9.2 courses, and I got even busier. And
then they called me in because they needed someone to help them finish it. So that's what I tried to do here.
Oh, this is really great, and it sounds like you probably are really in the thick of things right now, since the book's anticipated publication date, I believe, is this summer of 2009. Is that right?
We're waiting for the reviewers.
So we've hit a major milestone. All of the original content is done, and there's a preview copy of it here at the conference. So that's really exciting after, well, many years from when I signed my contract originally. There's a book.
There's a book. And it's doubled the size of the original book, which is why it's not just the second edition. It's why we're calling it The Basics and Beyond, because it's double the size. It's beyond what it was originally done as.
Well, who is this book for? Who would be the target audience? And you know, when you're dividing?
I really think any SAS user could make great use of this book. All disciplines, all levels, find something in this book.
Well, Michelle, you've written several books for SAS Press. If I think about them, I'm going to guess we have maybe five or six out with us so far.
Five, I think.
Five. If you will, just tell us a little bit about your most recent ones. And actually, I know you're working on a couple new ones.
Well, at this conference, there's a preview copy of Combining and Modifying SAS Datasets, and that's a revised edition of a SAS title. And that one should be coming out later this year. And then, the most recent one before that was the second edition of the Macro Programming Made Easy. So, and I've signed a contract to do a smaller book on hash objects.
How the heck are you finding time to join in on this ODS project now?
It was a juggling act, but it was a great opportunity for me to work with Lauren and Cynthia. I'm just very pleased that they invited me to work with them.
And Cynthia, this is your first foray into writing a book for SAS Press, is that right?
This is my first book, my first official book for SAS Press. I've written several courses. I wrote the original SAS Internet course and the original ODS Getting Started course and the report course, the revision of our report course. So I've done a lot of work, but never anything published through SAS Publications. So I'm just excited to have my name in print because my uncles and aunts will be so proud of me and they'll not understand a word in the book. But
that's one of the best things about being an author. You show the book to your family. And my dad actually read, I think it was the Tabulate book, my first book.
Yeah.
And said, that sounds really interesting.
Yes, and my mother-in-law puts them on her coffee table.
Wow. Oh, this is great. Well, I'm wondering, as sort of a segue into this, I know that each of you in your own way are obviously really busy with your writing careers, with getting married, with having other obligations. Social networking has become a really big way for authors and publishers to get the word out to users and readers. And in speaking with you each a little bit earlier, it sounds like you're doing some pretty interesting things to get the word out and to market your book and to make people aware of your past books as well as your future work. Cynthia, I'll start with you because you walked in this morning and I met you, and pinned to your SAS badge was this really great cover image of the ODS book the three of you are writing. We don't really have an official cover yet, but you've done a fantastic job. The cover's beautiful. And it says, let's see, can you flip that over? Oh, ask me about the book. And so if one of you would tell us what Cynthia's done in addition to this great little tag that you two are also wearing.
Well, I made us T-shirts.
In fact, when I arrived at the hotel, I'm walking down the hall. It turns out she's on my floor, and she drags me into her room. And when I leave, I have a mug, a pin, and a T-shirt.
I have to admit, I'm somewhat of a T-shirt designer. It's my hobby. One year for Christmas, everybody in my family got T-shirts. And I found this website where you can make T-shirts from your own images. And I have screenshot software. So I can design something in PowerPoint or PaintShop and then take a picture of it and then make a T-shirt. I love it.
That is amazing.
When Cynthia first started mocking up the covers, I didn't realize that she had done it. I thought they had come from SAS Press and that I had gotten, and Cynthia had created all of these titles instead. Covers.
And the funny thing was, if you look on the cover, we have this word cloud of all the words that are related to ODS. And I sent them a note about the word cloud and on the cover, and Michelle thought the word cloud was on the cover. And because I hadn't really explained myself well enough to what a word cloud was, because
well, I could not find the word cloud
anywhere.
And I believe, Lauren, you were mentioning, I know you're very active with sascommunity.org.
Yes, so I hope we'll be able to use that to promote the book, including the tip of the day feature on the main page, which anyone, you don't have to be an author, can use to post a little SAS tip that will then be shared with all the other users around the world.
And then I've discovered that on Facebook, we can make ourselves a group,
yes,
and people can become our fans. So we can have groupies.
And that is, I do want to say, this is Shelley again, that's something that SAS Publishing and SAS in general are really looking into. We're establishing some guidelines. So in the future, definitely be on the lookout for some official fan pages as well as groups. And we certainly will have tons of fans for your new ODS book. So plan on seeing that out there. And Michelle, I know you're on LinkedIn.
I'm on LinkedIn, and I do contract consulting, and so I have my own website, and there's my books are on that, links to SAS Press.
So there are lots of ways to find you. Of course, we have our own companion websites, and we'll be running a lot of announcements about this book as we get a little bit closer to publication date. And in closing, Lauren, I thought I would close with you and ask you, I know you must hear from a lot of people about your first ODS book and really being excited about this new one. Have there been some big changes in ODS since you wrote the first book?
Wow, where to start? There's a reason the new book is twice as big as the old one, and even with twice the length, there were so many things we still couldn't cover. But I think the biggest change is in that intervening years, all the users and us, we've had time to learn the best ways to use ODS, and now the book can reflect not just what we thought we might use it for, but what people really are using it for every day and share best practices.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed speaking with you three, and I hope you have a great conference.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.